Let's take a moment now to consider the generation of Americans that's the punchline of all your favorite avocado toast jokes. I am talking, of course, millennials, the generation blamed for the demise of everything from starter homes and napkins to canned tuna.
Canned tuna consumption is down more than 40% over the past three decades, and the tuna companies believe the reason is because millennials don't want to go to the trouble of opening a can.
Jimmy Kimmel kicking off a segment where millennials tried and failed to open a can of tuna. But is it really true that millennials are the death of all these things, or is something else at play? Well, NPR's Alina Selyuk, herself a millennial, has been actually digging through heaps of data. There are heaps of data on all this
stuff?
Yes. Okay.
Believe it or not.
All right. So we're having this conversation on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And I gather among the heaps of data you have been digging through, that includes a poll, an NPR, PBS NewsHour, Marist poll, and you found some interesting holiday data. What'd you find?
Holiday edition of your favorite millennials are killing things trope. The new data found some generational differences in how we shop and celebrate. Specifically, adults under 30, mostly millennials, are the only age group among all holiday shoppers with a clear preference for paying with plastic.
Really? Millennials are the only ones who like credit cards?
No, they're not the only...
There's a proud Gen Xer. I'm going to raise my eyebrows at that one, but go on.
They're not the only ones who are preferring plastic over cash. They're the ones who prefer it more than all the other age groups. Millennials are also the only age group to strongly prefer the greeting Happy Holidays to Merry Christmas.
As you were researching this, you went back and tried to find the roots of this whole millennials are killing, fill in the blank, and you found it has roots in the Great Recession.
It started with the Great Recession when millennials came of age to a market where people had a hard time finding jobs. Throw in trillion-ish dollars of student loan debt. That really changes how you think about your finances. I spoke to a number of millennials, and one of them was Parth Shah, who is 24 and lives in New York City.
It's just not realistic anymore to expect home ownership if you basically have somewhat of a mortgage just in terms of student loans. You're already starting in the hole.
More importantly, millennials are a huge group. We're talking pretty much everyone born in the 80s and most of the people born in the 90s. This is a group that is about to outnumber baby boomers as the largest living generation of adults, taking a huge chunk of purchasing power in the U.S.
And you've got some numbers from the Fed, actually, from a Fed study that backs up this theory?
Exactly. The Federal Reserve studied all the age groups and their financial preferences, and what they found is that millennials actually have the same tastes as all our generations. They're just poorer. Millennials have, quote, lower earnings, fewer assets, and less wealth than previous generations at their age.
In the spirit of Christmas, Selena, and as we all seek peace on Earth, is there anything you found that millennials and older generations do agree on?
Right. In the NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist poll, there were a number of items where all age groups agreed, and one of them was millennials are not alone in their penchant for fake trees. Millennials were the ones who said they were most likely to put up a Christmas tree, but all generations told the survey that they plan to deck the halls with artificial cheer/trees.
NPR reporter and resident millennial Alina Selyuk. Thanks, Alina.
Thank you.